degrees with some clouds here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. 28 Tennessee projects have been awarded $1 million federal dollars for historic preservation. One of those projects, as WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports, would protect an ancient indigenous site.
Middle Tennessee State University was given nearly $40,000 to prepare a National Register nomination for the Castalian Springs Mounds. Those are located in Sumner County, and they feature at least four earthen mounds believed to have been constructed by indigenous people around the year 1250. Becoming a National Register listing helps with historic recognition, tax credits, and gives some protections.
In Nashville, three projects won funding. There's dollars going toward window restoration at Cheekwood and the Lindsley Avenue Church of Christ, plus funds for an architectural survey of North, South, and Southeast Nashville. One of the lead stars of the television show Nashville has died. Hayden Panettiere played a young country star with a troubled past who challenged the old guard of Music Row. That role, Juliet, earned Panettiere two Golden Globe nominations. But in recent years, she shared that Juliet's on-screen struggles with substance abuse and postpartum depression were often uncomfortably close to her real life. Panettiere was found unresponsive at an apartment in South Carolina on Sunday. She was 36 years old. Tennessee is paving the way for soybean farmers to expand the scope of their sales. Soybean production is big business in Tennessee. The state's Department of Agriculture recently joined both the U.S. Soybean Export Council and U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council. WKRN reports that could give farmers access to developing export markets, connect them with international buyers, and promote the state's soybean products. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.